Today is the 4th of October 2016. Today I'm interviewing Lloyd Curtis of Havelock North, a retired farmer. Lloyd, would you like to tell me something about your family, the life and times of your family, from where it started, back in Scotland and England and wherever?
Back in Scotland? Well, some of them come from Scotland, but they were Smiths. Do you know that?
No.
Oh, my grandfather was a Scotsman, but he was from South Ireland, and his name was Smith, Henry Jackson Smith. And I come from a big family, but that's about all I know about them, except that that's my grandfather on Mum's side. And the Curtis family, I think the Curtis families came from, I'm pretty sure it was from the wheat-growing area of England.
Yes.
Was that right?
I'm not sure where the wheat-growing area was. Was that Lincolnshire?
Yeah, I think Dad just described about, you were a man when you could carry a bag of wheat under either.
Under either arm.
Yeah.
That'd be a double stripe or two.
That'd be from that area.
Yes.
But gee, that's going back. I don't really know anything about them.
But then they came to New Zealand, obviously, and they came to Hawera, you say.
Well, Hawera was the headquarters of the Curtis part, I think. I think Dad had a brother, five or six sisters. Must have been five. Might have been six sisters. Do you know that too?
No, I don't know any of these things.
You don't want to know that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I think his brother was one of the oldest. He might have been, I think he was about, Auntie Vi was, I think, the oldest in the family. And I think Dad's brother might have been next or somewhere around about that. And Dad was the second to youngest. What about the ones in between? Do you want them?
No, that's not that important, as long as we've got the numbers. You said there were five daughters.
I think there was eight in that family. The rest were girls. They were dairy farmers. Some of the earliest in Taranaki, I'd think.
Well, they would have been milking by hand those days, wouldn't they?
The girls did the milking, and Dad and his sister, Dad was the second to youngest, and Dad said he can remember, what he remembered more than anything was the cows. They didn't milk them, but him and his sister fed the rest of the family girls with cows to milk. The brother, he was older, quite a bit older, I never knew him. He did the separating, he turned that big handle, and Dad and his sister were the youngest, and they fed the other girls with cows, and he said he remembers, one of his worst remembrances was cold, frosty morning, bare feet on cobblestones, walking in and your feet slipping off the top of the stones and your toes hitting the other side in the mud. He said that was one of the walking across an inch or so or more of mud, slipping on these stones and your toes hitting the other side. They fed the other girls with cows while Auntie Nell and Dad were the two youngest. And it was all the other girls, I think, because I think Auntie Vi was the oldest. She was home doing the cooking. Of course, they never had a mother much, I don't think, because having eight kids in those days, and one after the other, killed mothers off pretty quick. Oh. And I think that's what happened to that family, because I don't think their mother was... Dad never... He didn't know his mother very much.
And so your father lived there until... You said he did his time as a blacksmith.
Yeah, well, of course, him and his brother were... Their brother was a lot older than him, but him and Auntie Neil were the two youngest. And he can remember his feet slipping on these cobblestones and getting sore toes in the cold mornings. He wasn't going to be a cow cocky.
No, I don't blame him.
So he must have objected, and so his father put him into... He was a blacksmith, actually, but he wasn't a farrier. You've got to get that bit right.
He didn't shoe horses.
He didn't shoe horses, no. But Dad, he was good at his job, and he ended up Curtis and Sprague in Taranaki. And I think that was a pretty good business. Dad was a He was pretty skillful at his job, but he used to get very bad headaches. Very bad headaches, actually, and the doctors, they couldn't understand it. They couldn't know why he got his headache. He put it down to looking in the white-hot coals of a forge.
Could be.
And consequently, he gave it up. And that was Curtis and Sprague and Howra. They had a big business over there. And he came over here and bought a broke-down orchard and had become an orchardist. And that's where I was brought up.
Well, did he work in Hastings as a
blacksmith? Out at Longlands.
Did he work as a blacksmith in
Hastings? Oh, he was a blacksmith in Howra.
But never in Hastings?
No.
No.
No, no. Ross Dice out in McLean here wanted him to go, and they approached him to do their blacksmithing, but yes. He said no, he was over here to get away from it.
So he bought the orchard?
He bought the broken down Blinken orchard, and we've been orchardists ever since then.
So you had two brothers?
Oh, I had George, he was 4 years older than me. Then there was a sister, Joyce.
Yes.
Then there's me.
Yes.
Then there was Carol, and then Bruce, and Rosemary.
Oh, I didn't realise you had sisters.
She was the youngest.
So when you all came over here on this orchard, so you then became orchardists.
Dad, what
age were you when you came over here?
Oh, it was before the earthquake. I'd be about 3.
Oh, so...
I'd be in my 3rd year or 4th year.
So you... All your schooling would have been in Hastings?
Oh, all of my life's been orcharding and farming.
Yes. So where did you go to school in Hastings?
Central School.
Everyone went to Central School those
days.
Oh,
well, it was the oldest school. Yeah.
I know.
Possibly just about right. Every person about that age, it was about one of the only schools. Mahora would have been another one.
That's the other one, yes. So you went to school at Mahora. Did you play any sports at all?
Oh, only at school time. I wasn't a good pupil. I hated school. And we went on the train to start with from Longland.
Oh, of course, yes.
Chucking stuff out of trains, and that was part of the thing. That finished up, and then we walked. And I think Mum... There was another woman and Mum. They agitated for the kids up to Pukepuk, and they finished up with a bus.
So then you went to Central. Went to school at the Central. Did you go to high school?
I was supposed to go to high school. But I'd had enough school when I was... I wasn't a good pupil. Yeah, I went to high school for a bit, but that was only until I could get out of not going to high school.
So when you got out of high school, what did you do then?
I went home and learned what I didn't know. I was pruning and that sort of stuff on the orchard, working on the orchard. Dad bought a farm across the road of 42 acres, bare land, and he got a contractor with horses. I took a liking to the horses, and I got a job driving the damned horses then
for a while.
So, yeah, I've never been very big, and I was, I was about 16, I think.
Right.
When I went to work for Alec McDonald with the horses.
Yes.
And he was a pretty hard bloke. And he was good to me, he was all right. And I worked horses for a number of years, 4-horse teams. I'd be about the last one ever to work a 4-horse team. Yeah, we did a lot of work there on Timahanga, Kiauri.
It must have been quite a big job, because when you went to go to do a job, it would take you half a day to get there, wouldn't it?
Well, I suppose so. It'd take you a while to get there. Yeah. I had a motorbike when my brother George, older than me, 4 years, and he had a motorbike. Well, I learned to ride pretty quick, and as soon as I got 15... pounds, I bought my first motorbike, and it was a cracker too. It was a Rudge, and it could go like a scalded cat. And I rode that to work with Alec McDonald. I don't know whether you knew Alec McDonald.
Yes, only just remember him.
Oh, well, Mac, he was a real tough man. He's working the bull in Hudgens. Bull was a big.
Yeah, big I know bull, yes.
Mac had walked up there and, "G'day, Bull, where's Hodgins?" He wouldn't talk to Bull, and Bull would just grunt because...
Well, he always grunted.
Yeah, Mac would have cleaned him up in about 2 seconds flat, but Mac was a hard man. But all that, I had a lot of time for Mac. He treated me pretty good, but he was a tough bugger.
You had to do it properly.
Oh, yeah. And he never hurt his horses, but he commanded them. And he'd say, "Whoa," they'd stop, all right.
So you worked for him then?
Oh, I did off and on. He'd arrive and he'd say, "Oh, is Lloyd very busy?" And Dad'd say, "Oh, no, can I have him?" Sort of thing. And then I'd go and work for him. But that was quite good. I didn't mind that much, even though that was hard yakka walking behind a blimmin' heap of 10 or 4 horses on them. I think in the open paddocks, just harrowing the open paddocks, that was the hardest of the whole damn lot.
Because you had to take long steps, didn't you?
It was hard. Your feet wore out. We walk on these hills are not smooth. They're rough as hell. And you walk up on the side of the hill and your feet are bent. Yeah. You have blistered feet. And, that wasn't much of a job, harrowing on the... Yeah. And I did most of that. The 400 acres I did at one place.
Did you?
I did the whole damn farm. Harrowed the whole... that wasn't funny.
No.
If it hadn't been for the rains, I don't know how the horses are put up with you pulling on their mouths all the time, but you couldn't pull hard because that stared them.
Yes, yes.
But it sort of balanced you. Yeah, that was hard yakka.
And did you enjoy orcharding?
No, not very much. Orcharding is it's a good job, but spraying in those days was like hell. And
did you have hoses or...?
110-foot of hose. And I was 8 stone if I was lucky, and used to have to haul these blooming things. 49 trees we'd do in a block. It ends up that way, 7 by 7 by 49 trees. George and I, we did all the spraying. Well, that was hard work, but we did it.
Yes, you had to.
Oh, I suppose so. But then I worked for old Mac, and blinking horse work was harder still. And I don't know whether you knew old Alec McDonald, did you?
Yes.
Do you know Bull and Hodgins?
Yes.
And you know Bull?
Yes. We all knew Bull. Big, grunty Bull.
We'd walk into Bull and Hodgins, I'd be the boy with him, and we'd go into Bull and Hodgins, and Bull would come out. Mac would say, "G'day, Bull, where's Hodgins?" He wouldn't talk to Bull, and Bull just grunted because he knew, Mac was a hard man.
Yes.
I've seen Mac talking to some of these big Maoris. Oh, gee.
So then you worked at home on the orchard, and at some stage, what age would you have been when you left the orchard? Oh, you mentioned having a house built on the 42 acres.
There was I was married then when we... I should remember the dates. I was man-powered on the orchard. Both George and I were man-powered on the orchard. And then that's right, but somewhere about 42, Dad bought a farm. I think it was 41 or somewhere around about there. Dad bought 42 acres across the road. And he had Alec McDonald with a team of horses. And I took a liking to the horses somehow or another. So I got a job working for him. Well, it wasn't full time, but whenever Mac wanted a hand, I used to go and work the horses. I did that for some years, I wasn't very long. And then, is that what you want to know?
Yes, I do. When did you meet your good wife?
Audrey? I can't remember the dates, but sometime when she was fairly young, she's 2 years younger than me, she came to work during the season, her and her mother, I think it was, and... Well, we just went from there. That was that would be 40, 41, 39, and 41, 42.
And she was Charlie Wake's daughter, wasn't she?
No. Charlie Wake? No. She was a Johansson.
Was she?
She was, She came from Puckypuck. Her father was Johansson. He was a real Scandi. Her mother was Miss Rotha. She was round for the Claude Rosser family, you see.
Well, isn't that amazing? I thought Audrey was awake.
No, she wasn't.
No, she was a Johansson.
She was a Johansson. She had a sister.
Did she have a brother too?
No, I think he died young.
Okay.
I don't remember.
So you met her at the orchard?
Well, her and her mother come to... They milk cows. You know, they had 40-odd cows in Pukepuk. And her mother was... she was a pretty good sort, but she was a hard-working lady. And I think they came to work at the orchard more to give Audrey a spell away from the cows. Because they come to work and picking apples and that. And that's when I first met Audrey.
Uh-huh.
And consequently, things changed around a bit. They used to come to work at the orchard, and then when I got to know her, when there's no apples, I went and stayed at their place and helped them milk cows.
Fell out of the frying pan into the fire.
Well, I learned to milk cows anyway, and then, of course, we got a farm of our own, and that was because I learned to milk cows, and the Rosser family, and Claude Rosser.
So, Claude Rosser...
He was Audrey's mother's brother.
So you're related to the Spears then?
Oh, the Spears, well, they were related to the Rossers.
And the Yules.
the Spears were... Lord Ross never had much time for the Spears, I don't think, but he married one.
Yeah, I know he did, yes.
And Claude was a tough... But, I got along with him and, So I learned to milk cows. And Dad came over the harbour to get away from cows. Yeah, you're going back a bit
now. So you milked the cows, and was enough on the dairy farm to keep you going all the time?
When we bought the farm, there was. Although I went contracting quite a bit. I was a tractor driver. That was better than horses. I worked horses for old Mac. And
so what sort of a tractor did you have those days?
Well, I bought the first Farmer 178 in Hawke's Bay. That was the biggest... Ferguson tractor. Right.
Was that the first tractor you bought? No, you must have had something before the 178.
No, I can't remember. But the 178, it was the biggest wheel tractor in Hawke's Bay there for quite a while. Do you know that?
I remember talking to Noel Kitching. You know, Noel had those Massey Harrises.
He came round quite good to the 178, actually. I wasn't working for him when I bought that, though, was I?
No.
I went on my own, did I?
That's right, you're on your own.
And when Noel saw what I could do with the 178, he changed his mind too, I think.
I know he did.
He ended up with Ferguson's too.
I had a couple. I had a 178 and a 175.
You did?
Mm.
Yeah, I can't remember that. I remember I got the first one, the big one. I was the first one to have that, and people would say, someone, I don't know who it was, said, what the hell would Lloyd Curtis want a big tractor like that for? But, it was in demand when I got it.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
It was just that much bigger than the Fortunes.
It was bigger than the Power Major.
And that upset quite a lot of the Fortune people when the 178 came out.
Yes. So what were you growing? You kept the cows on, and when did you stop milking the cows then?
Oh, gee, when did I start milking them?
When did you stop milking them? It must have been about the time that you bought the big tractor.
Yeah, I think it was.
Because you started growing crops for Watties then.
I grew crops for Watties then, yeah. Now, I remember doing all these things, but I can't remember just which way they went. I know I was one of the first was growing tomatoes and that.
In the boxes.
Oh, yeah, I think I was in a big way. Yeah, I think I was one of the first to grow tomatoes with a big tractor somehow or another. That's about when we bought the farm. When was that? Do you remember that?
No. So you grew beans...
I did quite a lot of beans because I converted the 35. I was the only one that had, I think I was the only one that had growing beans. I think I was the first one to have a front cultivator and one on the back. The one in the front, it was a light one. That I used to do two rows, and I could set them pretty close. That was a pretty good machine, really. Mm. It worked pretty good.
Did you grow for Watties or for
Roy? Watties.
Or Bird's Eye?
A bit of both, I think.
Yes, because Roy Anderson had his own bean harvester, didn't he?
Well, it was about Roy Anderson's time. Roy Anderson was a much, much more careful bloke than me.
He was a perfectionist.
I come in with the front. I think it was about then that I sort of invented the cultivators in the front and the cultivators at the back. The front ones, you had to set them. You could set them to do two rows of beans, and I could set them all pretty close. And I think that was about the time when he noticed he'd been trying to work, you know, and I think that changed his mind a bit.
Because you remember Noel Kitching was a perfectionist.
Oh, no, it was a damn old woman. He was, but I tell you what, he had the Massey, was it?
Massey Harris's.
Yeah, and I bought the 178. Yeah, and I put the cultivators on the front. And I could sit there and I could drive down a row of beauties. And hey, it wasn't long before he was doing the same thing.
I know.
Well, it made sense anyway. Yeah.
They were good times though.
Because I did a heck of a lot of cultivation with beans and stuff.
Because Noel took so long to do anything, didn't he?
Then he was like an old woman that had to be exactly right. He said I was like a bull at a gate. I invented half the stuff he did, and he perfected it.
Well, I bought a Farmall Super C with mid-mounted cultivators on it to do beans and maize.
You didn't have one in the front?
No, it was under the belly of it, and rear ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I was the first one to have the cultivators on the front.
Yes, you were. And anyway, I went down to Noel, and he said to me, look, we can fit these up a better way. Well, it took weeks and weeks and weeks to do everything. He was such a generous man. He would give you anything.
But he was a perfectionist, though.
I know.
He'd say to them, that's it, that's good enough. No, that's good enough, we'll do that. No, it's not, you can't do it like that. He goes, he was an old woman and as far as that.
But he was a good ploughman and a good...
he was.
And the rows had to be straight.
Oh, I used to go crook about it, walk into the paddock and Noel walking. Here comes bugger.
I used to go and do some ploughing for him in the springtime. He always got me in when the ground was getting so hard, the plough wouldn't go in, the plough would keep jumping out. And you couldn't keep that damn thing straight. And so at some stage or other then you must have thought to yourself, I've had enough of this cropping, I'm going to plant some orchard, I'm going to plant some Golden Queens.
Yeah, well, I had the land to do that, didn't I?
Yes. So how many acres, you still had the same acreage?
42 acres, yes. I had.
So how much of that did you plant in peaches, half of it? Or?
10 acres, that paddock was. Yes. I didn't take much notice of what other people did. If I thought it was different, I used to do it different. Mm. And Noel Kitching, he was always a bit upset about what I do because I was like a bull at the gate. But remember Noel, he was a big and old woman at the time.
So you had 10 acres of the orchard that was planted in Golden Queens. You never planted apples, did you?
Yeah, I don't know. I planted Golden Queens. Yeah, I planted the biggest block of Golden Queens, I think. It was about 10 acres. Did I plant all that in orchard, that place?
I think you carried on cropping for a while, though, didn't you?
That's all an orchard now, isn't it?
Yes.
I go past now and again. Oh, gee, you forget. But I was pretty well known with the big tractor and the peaches.
And so you carried on then with the peaches. Can you remember how many tons you used to take off the place?
Oh, gee, no.
Because a block that size, you would have taken 350... 400 tonnes.
Yeah, I suppose it wasn't that much, but it was.
And then, did you still carry on growing any tomatoes?
Yeah, I think I did.
Because you had some bare land still.
Oh, yeah, well, it wasn't all an orchard when I had it. But I was the first around that area from... Oh, I did a lot of work for Hardy Brothers. I did most of all. Ended up doing all the obliquin ploughing and stuff. Yeah. Their stuff was all obsolete. It was all semi-horse stuff. And I bought the 178. That was the first big factor that was in the district. Yeah, I did a lot of work with that blooming thing.
It was interesting in that raid of yours. A lot of the families never changed.
And then I come along.
And then you came along. The Sages were new people. George Sage, you remember George?
Yeah, but they didn't have much to do with ploughs or anything.
No, they just had asparagus.
Yeah, they come along afterwards, though. I was with the Hardy Brothers. Oh, yeah, I converted them into a heck of a lot of tractor work. I didn't try to be, but that's what happened.
And then Jack McEwen bought it, didn't he? Jack McEwen bought the Hardy block.
Well, Jack was, he was pretty strict with what he did.
He was, too.
Hardy Brothers were too, you see, but I'd go in like a bull at the gate. And yeah. When they were ploughing Hardy Brothers, oh, gee, they set it out. And I'd come in the paddock and step across there and put a stick in there, and then brrrr, and Don would say to me, you didn't measure that. I said, yes, I did. He said, you didn't. Well, I measured it.
Of course
you did. Yeah, and then he said, but how did you just strike out? And I said, put a peg in. And he said, but, oh, hell, it was like they were like carpenters when they did their job. And I just hop on the tractor and go, bzzz, and plow. But yeah. They got converted too. Yeah. Well, fancy doing, well, yeah. Oh, gee, they were fussy. People said to me, how do you work for Hardy Brothers? I said, well, good, all right, yeah.
Well, I used to spray all Jack McEwen's crops as asparagus and peas and different stuff.
You did?
Yes, and Elaine would come out, his wife, and say, what have you got Frank Cooper here spraying your crops? Why have you got him here? You've got all that gear in the shed. Why aren't you out there doing it yourself? And she'd come and tear a strip off him, but every year he'd ring me up and say, come and do it, because my gear was better than his anyway.
Because they were the years, weren't they?
They were, absolutely. And you remember when the chap right opposite you built the big house?
McEwen?
No, the orchard, straight across the road from you.
Oh, he wasn't a farmer at all.
He was a little short chap, he was an orchardist. He planted that whole 50 acres of orchard, apples.
No, 20 acres it was.
Was it 20? And what was his name? Can you remember his name?
Oh, who was before that? It was a lady.
Yes, was a lady. No, that doesn't matter. So you carried on with the peaches. Did you sell that block before the peaches had finished, or did you pull the peaches out?
I can't remember. Oh, I was pretty headstrong, I think. I did a lot of new stuff there.
Yes, I know.
I used to plough without even getting off the tractor half the time. Hardy Brothers, they were that fussy, you know. And they made a good job, but oh, gee, what a... But they got converted a bit.
And so at some stage or out then, you became very interested in the car club.
Oh, I think I was always interested in that, yeah.
Fast cars and fast women.
Oh, not about the women. Audrey was, she'd look after that. Remember Audrey?
I do. I knew her very well through the National Party because I was the big chief and she was one of my workers.
Well, she took over. They came to me and wanted, well, you might have been you.
No, it wasn't me, no.
They came to me and wanted me to do things. Oh, no, I'm no good at making speeches. Oh, no. But Audrey, she didn't, she wasn't very good at it, I don't think.
She didn't mind, though.
But she wasn't scared like me.
No. But you spent a long time at the car club, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I just about built the Blimmers car club. I got that bit of land from my brother-in-law. I did a heck of a lot for them.
And it's still there today. Still going strong, isn't it?
Oh, I think so. Far as I know. Well, yeah, I bought the land and then I was in charge of the building and all. Yeah. Audrey and I just about ran the Blimmers car club. Mm.
And then, of course, Audrey passed away. That was another change in your life, wasn't
it? Oh, that was another, yeah. Can't remember that much either. Gee, things are slipping all the time.
There's no Curtis's orcharding now, are there, in Longlands?
Don't think so,
is no. It? Bruce, he was the last one. George died some years ago, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, we've sort of passed on, eh?
That's right.
I'm about the only one left.
Yes, you are.
I'm not going to die yet either.
No. And then, of course, you remarried.
How many times did I remarry?
Just once. That's enough.
I think three times, wasn't it?
Was it?
Holy mackerel, I've forgotten.
Well, was she an American lady, the one I... There was one. Was she American?
Righteous, I can't even remember my wives.
You had three? My God, Lloyd.
Audrey.
Audrey, yes, we all knew Audrey very well. She was a lovely lady.
She was the strongest of the lot, yeah.
Well, she was a farmer's daughter, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah, her father, Claude Ross. No, not her father. No, Claude Ross, he was her uncle.
Yes.
And she had a very, very strong mother. Rosses were very, very strong.
Yes,
strong
yes.
Personalities. But I got along with her mother and Claude. Yeah, I got along with them very well. I can remember Claude, he was very, you know, get things, Jesus Christ, get it done, you know. Yeah. And anyway, I went and did some ploughing for him. And he said, you've got to strike out. And I said, I've done it. Jesus Christ, he said. And, yeah, he couldn't get over that. So I hardly ever got off the tractor.
Because they used to walk all the time behind. They used to walk all the time when they were doing good.
Oh, horses. Yeah, well, I did a bit of that too. I was walking behind a team of horses. Yes. Wasn't funny after a bit.
Well, if you can't remember all these other wives then, isn't that funny how you'd forget them?
I've done too much to remember, do you think?
Could be.
Oh, gee. Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I was one of the first to do all this sort of... I could plough a paddock without getting off the tractor to mark anything. And some of them, they couldn't make out how I'd mark the paddock out. But...
When I was ploughing, I'd just walk across, wouldn't have a tape or anything, I'd just walk across, put a peg in.
Yeah, well, that was my way of doing it too.
By the time the others had marked out, I'd think the paddock was half done.
Yeah, well, the thing was, with the mounted plough, it altered things absolutely. Well, I was brought up with old Mac and the horses, and you had to be pretty correct.
And of course, later on, Lloyd, we used to plough round and round. Plough in once, and next
well,
time you plough out.
That was supposed to be not a good way to plough either, was it?
It didn't matter in the end.
Well, it didn't matter with tractors anyway.
No, because mounted ploughs, you could do it. They couldn't do it with the old ones.
Yeah, I think I was one of the first to have mounted that on the 178. And that was the biggest tractor that came in.
Yes, I know, yeah.
Oh, those were the days, yeah.
All right, well, and here you are today, retired in this lovely...
Doing nothing.
Just looking out the window, watching the world go by. But thank you, Lloyd, anyway, for allowing me to put this on tape.
And shivers, how much are you going to put on tape?
All of it. Have you got any photos at all?
Oh,
of the past?
Blimey, Charlie.
You don't need to get them today. I'll give you a fortnight.
I haven't got any photographs.
None.
Don't think, have I?
You must have some of your weddings and...
Of what?
Of your wives and wedding, the orchard, the 178. You must have photos of that.
Where would I have them?
You don't need to look now.
You write the history about this.
Yes, this is the history.
Perhaps I shouldn't remember anything else.
So anyway, I think that's probably, we've got a picture of the life and times of your family.